Blog Talk Radio.
Every time I watch, you make me feel a heat. Don't need to touch, oh, now got me eyes on you now, and me now go miss a beat.
One time.
Volcano erupt on the ocean. Your sun still picture in a motion. Fireman carriage because your heat too high. Dry up the earth and you make clouds cry. For a night, you can't measure all your man stuff. Specialists can't see all your hot stuff. Can't decide for the ice for your ring stuff. It's a blessing kind of love. And you make me feel a heat. Don't need to touch.
Good evening. Welcome to Substance Within. I am your host, and my name is Dr. Althea Winifred. And I'm so glad that you are here on this spiritual awakening. And this program is to strengthen, educate, and prepare you, my listener, as you increase your faith and discover your spiritual passion. The substance within is knowing that you matter. Lots of times we think that we are on this planet to eat, sleep, work. But I just want to let you know that you're on this planet and at this particular time in life to influence, affluence, increase, and improve this world for the better. And once again, I am Prophetess Dr. Althea, and I am so glad you joined me. And tonight is going to be interesting because I am at a place in my life where I am having to repackage, redesign things that I can't even begin to even imagine. So I'm going to be doing some series. And today is sort of like the introduction, and I'm excited that you are joining me. My overseer, Dr. Finn, had sent me a song today, and it's by Judith Gale, and it is The Winner in Me. I want you to just listen to this song because it surely blessed me today.
I know the mountains get so high sometimes.
Can you open up this book, Amelia? This can't, she can't open it, I couldn't either. Thanks.
God, inspire my heart
I totally agree with that song, Stay With God. I've had a horrendous emotional week, and it has been a week. I mean, be totally honest, I really just felt like giving up. I really just felt like throwing in the towel. But then I remembered I need to repackage my purpose. So that's what I'm going to talk to you tonight about, repackaging your purpose. When you think of the word purpose, the reason for which things exist or is done or made or is used, or purpose is the intended or the desired results or a aim or a goal, we find that in Romans chapter 8, verse 38, when you have, before I read it, but when you have a repackaged purpose, you have a made up mind. Life has given us a curveball, and we find ourselves repackaging our lives with purpose at a moment's notice. But it's not done last week, oh, I'll set an appointment for next week or 3 years from now. We are defining and repackaging our lives at a moment's notice with momentum. When you repackage your purpose, you realize that there is nothing broken, nothing missing, nothing lacking, and nothing is impossible. You also get to a place that you realize that in Romans chapter 8, that you have a place, Romans chapter 8, verse 38 and 39. And it says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present or things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I want to let you know that we are in a time where we are finding that we have to repackage our purpose. And repackaging our purpose is not always fun. Matter of fact, repackaging our purpose sometimes causes us to block people or decide not to have any dealings with them for a period of time because you need to heal. So many people are walking around hurt, disgusted, and busted, and still letting people hurt them to the core. I want to let you know that when you're repackaging your purpose, when you're redefining purpose, you become secure in the fact that God knows what he has planned and his purpose as you go through the process and still and in the progress in ways that you can't even imagine. When you repackage purpose, you realize that people are in your life to cause you to pass your assignment or to abort it. I was in a situation this week that people could have gotten me to abort my purpose. But I did not allow them to me because I realized that they're just an assignment. I look at life as our classroom, and in order to move from one class or one level or one dimension or one room to another, one dimension to another, one level to another, you have to go through life's repackaging. Repackage purpose means that you know yourself. You know who you belong to. It doesn't matter if they talk about your calling, your talent, or your whatever you have. It is at this particular junction that you know that your gift and your calling has to do with you repackaging your purpose. People will always throw your gift and your calling, Christianity, or if you're another religion, they will throw that in your face. But you've got to know that your self-confidence, you've got to have self-awareness and waken into a new dimension in your relationship with God. Repackage purpose is not about your relationship with others, but how you define and redefine your purpose in God. Repackaging your purpose, you will find, in order to heal and to become whole in him, to block people. You have to cause the pain, the abuse, the rejection, the hurt, so that your abuse turns into assurance. Your rejection turns into a relationship with God. Your hurt turns to happiness, and your pain into power. Repackaging your purpose. You accept that there is a divine assignment for your healing and for your grace. For your growth, for your releasing, and for your restoration, for your accepting the fact that people will not like you today. They will even hurt you today. But it's okay. I want to let you know that the accepting the divine assignment that triggers feelings of the past, you will want to hold on to some things because that's the only thing you got. But I want to let you know, open your hand, let it go. Because in Mark chapter 10, 30, it says, but he shall receive a hundredfold in this time, houses and brethren and sisters, mothers and children and land with persecution, and in the world to come, everlasting many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. I read Mark chapter 10, verse 30 and 31. I want to let you know another thing about repackaging your purpose is that you accept you cannot avoid the assignment. You know, I hate to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Fear. Fear has always gripped some of us. Sometimes you got to just say, hey, leave fear and everything and run. Fear is like running a lap on a track. Wind up back in the same place you started out in. Another thing about repackaging your purpose is accept and honor your feelings. You have a right to be angry, but you do not have a right to have resentment and bitterness, which causes deep hidden wounds. Scars of the past must be removed in order to repackage purpose. Sometimes you gotta come face to face with the wounds of the past. People of the past, people that have hurt you to the core, people that seems like they take your heart out and they stomp with your heart and they put it back and say, it's okay, you're a Christian, get over it. Or just let it go, even though your pain, your anger is real, your feelings are real. I'm telling you, don't get stuck in the resentment and the bitterness. Time to heal from those deep hidden wounds, those scars of the past. Another thing about repackaging your purpose is accept your faith, because it's in the evidence of things not seen. In God that has a plan and a purpose and a process is being repackaging your purpose, not my purpose. I'm repackaging my own purpose. You got to repackage your purpose. I came up with 7 steps or 7 things to repackage your purpose. 1, eliminate hindrances, whether it's people, unbelief, unforgiveness, pride, sin, generational sin, poor choices, fear, whatever. Eliminate the hindrances. 2, you got to repackage your purpose of worship. You got to focus your eyes on God. You got to know that in the worship that he's the author and the finisher of your faith. 3, you've got to repackage your purpose by praying the word, not praying your feelings, not praying your thoughts, not what is in your heart, but praying the word. 4, repackaging your purpose, knowing that you are in a spiritual war, and it is raging. Repackaging, asking God. 5, repackaging, asking God for the one thing that never runs out, never runs dry, and that's wisdom. Ask God for wisdom in this season of repackaging your purpose. 6, repackage your faith by pleasing God. Repackage your praise. Find that in Second Chronicles 21 through 30, that praising God in advance for the victory before you see it come to pass. Repackaging purpose. God grant Jabez his request. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10, God gave rest to Jehoshaphat. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, remember, when you repackage purpose, means that God grants the righteous the desires of their heart. Chapter 10, verse 24. In Job chapter 6, verse 8, God will grant Job the thing that he longed for. God, in Job 10, 12, God granted me life and favor, Job said. In Acts chapter 4, verse 29, God will grant unto thy servant that which with all boldness to speak the word. When we repackage our purpose, the inner self abides in a relationship with God that we can't even begin to understand. When we repackage our purpose, remember that repackaging our purpose is we accept the divine assignment. We don't avoid the assignment. We accept the fact that we have feelings. We are allowed to be angry, but we're not allowed to be resentful, bitter. And it's time, I want to let you know, to get rid of deep hidden wounds. Those wounds that you don't want to talk about. Those wounds that you don't want to deal with. I was faced with wounds that I didn't even realize I had this week. But I'm so glad that I'm repackaging my purpose, that nothing can hinder my repackaged purpose, because my repackaged purpose is in the Lord. It's not in man. This time going around or going into my new purpose, my repackaged purpose, no one will be able to get the glory. No one will be able to get the honor. No one will be able to get the favor, because this only can come from God. Not a mother, not a father, not a chick, not a child. No one can get the praise, the glory, or the honor when you repackage your purpose. I am Dr. Althea, and if you have joined this and enjoyed the message today or our little chat, I want you to send me an email at AltheaWinifred0@gmail.com. Let me know that you enjoyed our program here today. And you will hear from me. I also want to let you know that if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, just pray this simple prayer. Father, come into my heart. Forgive me. Forgive me of my sin. Cleanse me. Wash me. Renew me. Repackage my purpose, God, like never before. And I will give you the honor, the glory, and the praise because of who you are. This is my petition before you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. I am Dr. Althea Winifred, and you have been listening to my program, Substance Within, a spiritual prophetic quest. May God have a blessing. And we're going to go out listening to Judy Gale as we listen to the last 2 minutes of this song. May God bless you.
on the treadmill 7-8 weeks doesn't work for you when you're trying to perform.
Every time I watch, you make me feel like he.